Yeah, Kuf Mem Dalet Omed Aleph. We are really in shtickle in the middle of a sugya. We hear here a machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim. If Chalav Behime that Yaitzei Shaloi LeRotzayin, if it is Machshir, if it is not Machshir. The Chachamim hold that it is not Machshir. Dafke Chalav HaIshe that is machshir shalei l'rotzein, because cholov ha'isha comes from dam, dam nekar v'nasa cholov, and by dam there's a zeres hakosuv by anoshim v'noshim that dam make is machshir, dam chalolim yishte. So memele, dam make is afilu shalei l'rotzein. So therefore, cholov ishe that originates from dam, so that is also machshir shalei l'rotzein. Masha'en kein cholov behime. Cholov behime cannot be better than dam behime, and the dam maka of behime is not machshir. So that means the shalei l'rotzein of a behime is not machshir. So within the cholov of a behemah is also not machsher if it was yotzo shaloi lerotze. That was the machloik, that's the shitas chachamim. And Rabbi Kiva holds it's a kal b'chaymer. If cholov ha'ishe that is meyuchad l'ktanim is machsher shaloi lerotze, avadi givis cholov behemah that is bein l'ktanim bein l'gdoilim, avadi givis should be machsher shaloi lerotze. That was the Kal Vachomer of Rabbi Kiva. And let us go to the last Pircha of the Chachamim. Amru Loi, the third line on Daf Kuf Mem Dalet Amud Aleph. Amru Loi, Salei Zeisim Va'anovim Yechichu. So the Chachamim said, what are you telling us? You're telling us that Cholov, that was the Hemshech HaSugyeh, Rabbi Kiva held, that Cholov is better than Dam. Even though dam behemah is not machshir shalei l'rotzein, cholov is metamim mitzad atzmoy, is machshir mitzad atzmoy. So therefore, cholov behemah should have all the milas that cholov isha has. And if cholov isha is machshir, even though it was yotzo shalei l'rotzein, hu adin cholov behemah. So amru loy, so they told him, salei zeisim ba'anovim yechichu. Will bring you a raya from Salei Zeisim Vanovim. Shahamashkim Hayotzi Mehem. A person puts Zeisim Vanovim in a sal, and now there's Mashkim that is Yotze from these Zeisim Vanovim. L'rotzein Temeim. If it was Yotze L'rotzein, so these Mashkin are Tomei. He wanted the Mashkin to come out, it is Tomei. Shaloi L'rotzein Tahirim. But if this Mashkin went out shaloi l'rotzin, so even though this is a choshev mashke, this is also bein l'ktanim bein l'gdoilim, but just as choshev as cholov behime, afal pikein, we find that shaloi l'rotzin is not machshir. So b'meila, the criteria is not mashken chashuvim. Yain v'shemen is also mashken chashuvim, v'afal pikein, there's a miyuchadika halacha that it only gets a teiris mashke if it was yotzo l'rotzin. If it was yotzo shalei l'rotzin, it is not mashke. Let us see teis v'salei zeisim v'anovim yechichu shemashka yeitze mehem l'rotzin tomei shalei l'rotzin toil. V'shilei meseches machshirim mesayim, so what did Rabbi Kiva say to this pirche? He says, l'chere, here you see klar that even mashkin chashuvim are not machshir shaloi l'rotzein. So Rabbi Kiva told him as follows, loy imo marto b'salei zeisim banovim shrei t'chilo soy oichol v'soy fay mashke by zeisim banovim. You have to make a transition. Kozman, it was pocket in the Zeisim Vanovim, it had a Teiris Oichel. So, leaving the Zeisim Vanovim, it has to get a Teiris Mashke. So then we say, when does it get a Teiris Mashke? If he wants it to get a Teiris Mashke, so then we say, it changes its status from Oichel to Mashke. Shiloi L'Rotzein, if he doesn't want that it should get a status of mashke, so lamaisa doesn't become a mashke, because it has to change. So there you need the rotzain to be mahapach, the transition. That is afke bayayim v'shemim. Taimru b'chalov shetchilosai v'soifai mashke. But chalov is tchilosai v'soifai mashke, so memele, so there, afilu shaloi l'rotzain, afilu the chalov was native from the behemah, shaloi l'rotzain, it also has a teiris mashke. That is the machlekes, Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim. Now, this whole machlekes was only brought to ask a kasha on the memra of Rabbi Yehuda we had had before on the Kufman Gimel Amid Beit. We had a machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, and the machlekes was in Tusim v'Rimoinim. And just let us the machlekes. We had as follows. Let us say the way Rashi learned pshat in the machlekes. Tusim. If you had tusim, shemoshach mehem mayim, that mayim was zov mealehim. The juice was zov mealehim, v'rimoinim shemoshach mehem yayin, or the juice of rimoinim was nimshach mealehim. And these tusim and these rimoinim were brought into his house, v'hichnisam previously, they were brought into the house, lo'ichlin. He brought them in Erev Shabbos, they should be eaten Shabbos. He had no intentions of making juice. Now Lamaise, in the beginning of Shabbos, it started leaking out juice from them. So Shitas Rab Yehuda is, Ayoytze Mehen Muta. Since his whole intent was to eat the Tusim V'Rimoinim, so Chazal were not Goyzer and Mashkin Shezovu Mehem. They were only Goyzer and Mashkin Shezovu Gzeire Dum Yischai. That since he'll be happy with the Mashkin, so he might go and create more Mashkin. He'll squeeze out the rest of the Remoinim and Tusim. But if his whole intent was to eat the Remoinim and Tusim, so Memele, So we don't have to be afraid, it'll be soichet. So therefore, the mashkin shezovu is mut. What is, if he was machnis the tusim v'remoinim l'mashkin? He was machnis the tusim v'remoinim, he had an intent to be soichet then. And now in Shabbos, is yotza mehen mashkin, it's mashkin shezovu. So then the loch is hayetze mehen osa. So then the mashkin shezovu is osa because here there's a mokim ligzer. If he'll be permitted to partake of the mashkin shezovu, he might go and be soichet more of these two simbiramayim. We'll come to an isal diarais. So that is the aloch ichnis on the mashkin. And now Rabbi Yudis said a third aloch, ulestam. What if he did not have any special intentions? He brought in Tusim v'Rimoinim, and he didn't think specially if he's going to eat it, or to make juice out of it. So there the halacha is ayetzi mehem osa. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So it would seem from Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Yehuda holds, that means we have here two extremes. If the intent is to eat it, so then mashkin shezovu is mutter. The intent is to drink it, so the mashke shezovu is also. And if he didn't have any intent, so it is also also, so it would seem that the lamdus is, because normally a person wants to drink it. So therefore, stam is equivalent to the mashkin. That means normally is an intent to drink it also, even if it specifically didn't think to drink it. Stam is equivalent to mashkin. That's more or less how the Gemara understood divrei Rabbi Yehuda. The Chachamim hold that afilu bein loichlin bein lamashkin ayetze mehen osa. They bechlau do not hold this lamdis of ichnisan loichlin. We do not have to be afraid shema yovei lischoy. Since this is tusim v'ramoinim is a fruit that others are soichet, so we always have to be chayish. The mashkin shezovu will be mutter. He might come to be soichet the tusim and remoinim. But al koponim hanegei alonu, we saw in Rav Yehuda that stam is equivalent to lamashkin. That means without any specific machshove, we say he's nichet that the mashkin should go out. So now let's go back to the Divrei Chachamim. Chachamim tainted to Rabbi Kiva, we find by Zaysim va'anovim, Shahamashkim ayaitzim mehem le'rotzayim, if there was a rotzayim, that these mashkin should go out, t'mei. So then, these mashkin have a teiris mashkin. Sheloi le'rotzayim, but what if there was no specific rotzayim that these mashkin should go out? Tahirim. Maila, so the Gemara understood le'rotzayim, so the Gemara understood it as follows. L'rotze means the nichalei. He wants that the mashkin should go out. So this nechuse, so he wants that the mashkin should go out. So this is machshiv, the mashkin that go out, that he have a teiris mashkin. He wants mashkin, so this is machshiv that he gets a teiris mashkin. That is called l'rotze. What is the tait sheloi l'rotze? That there was no specific rotze that mashkin should go out. Bistome. That means Shaloi L'Rotzin, the Gemara is speaking shlilistic. There wasn't a beferish and explicit Rotzin that the Mashkin should go out. But not that he didn't want that there should be Mashkin. There was no Rotzin. There's no specific Rotzin. Bistome. So we see that Stome is not equivalent to the Mashkin. Frag the Gemara, Oma Zeisim Va'anovim. Madoch Zeisim Vanovim, the Bnei Schiteninu. Zeisim Vanovim are Oymed Lischot. Va'afal Pikein Sheloi L'Rotzoin. If there wasn't a Beferish Rotzoin, that this Mashke should go out, V'loi Klum, so it doesn't get a Teiris Mashke, min a Teire. V'gabi Tume V'Teire. Tusim V'Rimoinim. The love b'nei, these are peiris which roi people are not soichet. There are ikir de soichet. There are certain people which are soichet, but roi people are not soichet. Loi kolshkein avadi gevis, that the stomach of tusim v'rimoinim should not be equivalent to lemashkin. If the stomach of zeisim v'anovim, that is oimed lischait, is not equivalent to the mashkin, I don't say it's ki'ilu, he wants the mashkin. So avadi givis, the stomach of tusim v'ramoinim should also not be equivalent to the mashkin. So we're asking akasha an Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara answers loy. No, you're not learning the correct pshat in the memra of the Chachamim. L'rotzayim is bistom. Stom is also l'rotzayim. Normally, a person is sefriden with the mashke. So that what it says, l'rotzayim is tomei. L'rotzayim tomei means afilu stomach, because stomach, there's a nichuse, a subconscious nichuse for mashke. Sheloi l'rotzayim. Sheloi l'rotzayim means, digoli adaite, da oma loy nechali. He said klar that he doesn't want mashke. So if he doesn't want mashke, so that which comes out does not get a teiris mashke. Let us see Rashi. Let us see Rashi, how Rashi explains pshat in the kasha of Yehuda. Sheloi l'rotzayim b'stomen. The Gemara and the Havamin had learned, sheloi l'rotzayim means there wasn't a specific rotzayim. So that means stomen. Uktani tahirim. And we learned that this is toyer, the mashke is toyer. The loichoshiv mashke. It doesn't have a teiris mashke because there was no positive rotzen or no subconscious rotzen that there should be mashke. So now Rashi says as follows. Who is the tane of this Mishnah that says this by Zeisim Banov? I Rabbi Yehuda komalo, if Rabbi Yehuda said this memre, so we said to steer it. So that's the Gemara's kasha. So here we see Rabbi Yehuda holds that stome is not equivalent to lamashkin, and there Rabbi Yehuda said that stome is equivalent to lamashkin. The I Rabbon and Kamri, and if we will say that this memre that holds, that stoma is not lemashkin. The Rabbonon said it, kol shkein, tohirim l'Rab Yehuda. So if the Rabbonon hold it, doesn't get a teiris mashke, avad givis, according to Rab Yehuda, also doesn't get a teiris mashke. Why? The midi de la Rabbonon mashke, hu l'Rab Yehuda lav mashke. By Tusim v'Ramayim, if Nisan la oichlim, so according to Rab Yehuda, doesn't get a teiris mashke. According to the Rabbanan, it does get a Teiris Mashke. So we see, in this Indian of Teiris Mashke, Rabbi Yehuda is a bigger Mekel than the Rabbanan. V'choshke midi de la Rabbanan lav Mashke, so if the Rabbanan, this is going according to the Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan hold an Hilchis Tume v'Teiro, an Hilchis Machshirim, that a Mashke that was Yotzo Stomo, does not get a teures mashke by zeisim vanovim, is a vade gewiss, by tusim v'remoinim, which is not a midlash chita, the stoma also shouldn't get a teures mashke. V'hashtu ma zeisim vanovim, so Rashi, so the Gemara asks a kal v'chomer, that madach by zeisim vanovim, that it's a midlash chita, stoma, is not like a rotzen that should be a mashke, so something that's not a midlashchita. Zicher, the stomach is not equivalent to a rotzen that it should be a mashke. So Rashi says, "Vuhu adin motzi lemil minami zeisim vanovim a zeisim vanovim." We could have asked from zeisim vanovim, "Diktani la'el de moide vuhu Rabbi Yehuda da'af la'oichlem." Even if a person was machnis zeisim va'anovim la'oichlim, he had beferish shekavoni, he has no intentions to drink the juice of zeisim va'anovim. He has intentions to eat it. Hayoytze mehen osar, yoytze mehen is a teiris mashk, it's called mashkin shezovu. And here it says that stomach has a halacha of lamashkin. And here it says Tom is halacha of Oichlin. And there it says if he was machnes loichlin is the teiris mashkin. The av loichlin a yaitzim hem osa. So the Gemara could have asked on the halacha of zeisim vanovim. Eloho alim olei likshuyi. He wants to enhance the kasha, make a stronger kasha. The tusim v'ramoinim delav v'neischitinino. This is a much smaller madrega than bechlal avneischite. Ktoni leel de stamos of afal pikin, even though the avneischite stam is adin lemashkin, bohochi ktoni dafelu zeisim vanovim, which avneischite stome lav lemashkin. So the Gemara's first teretz was that no, you're learning wrong pshat in lerotzen and shaloi lerotzen. L'rotzen means stomach, because stomach is also l'mashkin, and shaloi l'rotzen is the goli daite behedye v'oma loy nichali. He said, "Klo, I don't want any juice to come out." Avigili data tvei meichnisei loichlin. Gili data that the feirish he doesn't want mashke. That's better than echnisei loichlin. But this Rashi wants to fanfare that we still would have a kasha by zeisim vanovim. By zeisim vanovim, Rabbi Yehuda holds ichnisan loichlan mashkin shezovu is also. So we see ichnisan loichlim doesn't help by zeisim vanovim. And here it says that shaloi lerotzain, it doesn't have a teiris mashke. So Rashi answers, ichnisu loichlan is better than then goli daite. Goli daite is a beferish gili das, he doesn't want mashke. So Mamil then it doesn't get a teres mashke. Echnisa loichlem is only a gili das, he wants to eat it, but there's no beferish gili das that he doesn't want the mashke. So there the halach is that echnisa loichlem mashkin shezavu is awesome. That is the first teres of the Gemara. V'iboyis eimo, Shani Salei Zeisim Va'anove, that here we are speaking about Salei Zeisim. Now a sal is a basket. A basket does not have a base kibble for a mashkin because the mashkin usually drip out. Is kiven de le'ibot kaimi, since when one puts into a basket, zaysim vanovim, and let us be a rayas anoilat, so any mashke that will drip out, that will come out of the zaysim vanovim will eventually drip out of the sal. So, from his stomach, we see mikorav kuri mavkelu. That alone, that he put it into a basket, so actions speak louder than words. So we see klar that it's a gaitam nishon demashke. So a stomach of a sal, that is taket not lemashke. What is the case? L'rotzayim. So l'rotzayim, the Chedesh Ovim says, is speaking about he put the sal into a keli, that should be mekabel, the mashke. So that's called, so there you see, he wants the mashke. But if without doing that, stome is a gili das, that it's not choshev the mashke. But that is only if it was put into a sal. The Gemara before was speaking about he put it into a keli that has a base kibble, that the mashkin will not run out. So there, stome could also be le mashke. The boy is aime shine sali zaysim vanovim, the davke nokat salim, shahamashkin hanaitif mehem neufel looretz vahilich leibut. Hilkach stome is loinichele. Afkuri mafkelu mashk, avoshar kalim, afilu tusim verimoinim, afilu tzad zaysim vanovim, aimeloch stome la mashke, since al kaponim it was put into a keli, that the mashke will not run out. Zok the Gemara weiter. Now, we had heard over here a member of Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok. The Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok had said that we have here a machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachomim in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda says, Ichnison la'oichlin, mashkin shezavu is mutter. And the Chachamim said, Ichnisan lo'oichlin, mashkin shezovu is osa. So, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok said, the machlokes of Rav Yehuda and the Chachamim is only in a certain case. By zeisim vanovim, Rav Yehuda is moide to the Chachamim. Ichnisan lo'oichlin, mashkin shezovu is osa. By shar peiris, the Chachamim are moide to Rav Yehuda. That echnisen lo oichlin, mashkin shezovu is muta. The whole machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim is by tusim v'rimoinim. There Rabbi Yehuda says, echnisen lo oichlin, mashkin shezovu is muta. The Chachamim hold, echnisen lo oichlin, mashkin shezovu is osa. So now the Gemara says, ashkechon Rabbi Yehuda, the moidel rabbonim b'zeisim abanovim. The baraisa we had on Tufkuv mem gimlom at beis, said klar in this baraisa that Rabbi Yehuda is moide to the chachomim b'zeisim v'anovim, ichnisen that filich nisen loichlen mashkin shezavu is osa. Rabbonon de moide leila Rabbi Yehuda b'shar peiris minolam. How do we know that the Rabbonon are moide to Rabbi Yehuda b'shar peiris? That there mashkin shezavu is muta. Desanya, we learned a baraisa. Soichetin, so now we're learning now the Havamin, how the Gemara learned, one is permitted to be soichet, bepigoin, bepigoin Rashi says, prunch pelaz, which is prunes, plums, lohoitzi me mehem lishtois. And it's speaking about a person takes a plum, and he squeezes it out, he wants to have plum juice. Ubeprishim, kvaiduns, these are quinces. Beuzredin, a certain type of an apple, kulmish. And these three things, one is permitted to squeeze out. L'meimeyim, l'loitzi meimeyim lishtois. Why? So Rashi says, the lav uchayu bohochi. No one squeezes it out. No one uses the juice of these peiris. Ve'ein kan mishum dosh. The meleches disha is, either you take out a mashke from an oichel, or an oichel from psoilis. That is Meleches Dishe. But if it doesn't receive a teiris mashke, it's considered uchla de ifris, is considered before it was an oichel, and it still remains an oichel. No, the oichel separated from itself. So memele, so the Baraisa says that a person is permitted, seichetin, a person is permitted bekavona to squeeze out juice from these peiris, because it doesn't have a teiris mashke. The lavu chayu bohochi, no one does it, so it doesn't have a teiris mashke, so it's not considered dosh. Avol loy berimoinim, but rimoinim, one is not permitted to squeeze out. And then the baraisa continues with a maisa. We'll see later how the maisa comes in. Vishel beis menashe bar menachem hoyu seichtim berimoinim. And Beis Menashe Bar Menachem, they used to serve Rimein juice during the week. They indulged in Rimein juice. Avoloi b'Rimeinim, Zot Rashi, Do'ulchayu b'Ochi. Here already there's an oirach to make juice out of Rimeinim. Shel Beis Menashe Oyer Regilim Lischot Rimeinim b'Chol. Alme Ike Desochetlo. You see, there's such a thing. There are people who are Seichet Rimeinim. Hilkach, so therefore, if there is such a musig of juice of Rimeinim, b'Shabbos also, so then it has a teiris mashke, and if a person squeezes it out in Shabbos, it will be also. So what do we see from here? We see from here that shal peiris, goyim prishin bo'uzredin, one is allowed to squeeze out. So Memela, so the Gemara wants to bring a raya from here that we see that the Rabbonon are moide to Rav Yehuda. Frek the Gemara mi mai the Rabbonon hi. Where do you see from this baraisa that this is going according to the Rabbonon? Dilma Rav Yehuda. Maybe this baraisa is going according to Rav Yehuda. Yet, we will claim a shayla what the Rabbonon hold by Shah Peiris. You bring me a baraisa that says one is permitted to squeeze out to going. So maybe this is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. And for the Gemara, the Tehevi Nami Rabbi Yehuda. Nanir, let us say it is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Abo Eima de Shamet Leil Rabbi Yehuda, the whole machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbono was, Yotzu Me'atzman. If Yichnison Lo'ichlan, V'yotzu Me'atzman. So my mail there was a machloikis, so I have to be chayish, maybe he might be soichet. Since ich nisan loichlin, so Rabbi Yehuda says, I don't have to be chayish, maybe he'll be soichet. The Rabbanon say, you do have to be chayish. Obo soichtim lechatchila, but this paraisa is telling us a much greater kiddush. That one is permitted to be soichet. Mishamet loy. So did you find in Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda spoke about this inyan to be soichet l'chatchila. Rabbi Yehuda only said, if ich nisan lo'oichlim, I don't have to be afraid, he will be soichet. But here it says, one is permitted to be soichet. Elamai is l'cholameim. So what does it say in this beraisa? That one is permitted to be soichet l'chatchila. Kiven de lavenei schitenino afel l'chatchila. So this beraisa is telling us, since Shah Peiris, are not oimdim lischoit, so memeila doesn't have a teiris mashke, so memeila one is permitted to be soichet. Afilo chatchila is afilo teimer rabbonon, so memeila, there's no difference between Rabbi Yehuda and the rabbonon. Kim devlav neischitinin afilo chatchila. Shma mino rabbon yishma mino. So the Gemara is saying, if we find a baraisa that schit is mutala chatchila, so this baraisa is a neutral baraisa. This is no shaykhis at all with the machloikis of Yehud and the Chachamim. And this baraisa is telling us that a mean peiri that is not oimidli hisoche does not have a teiris mashkin mutalischeid l'chatchila. So memela, there's no difference between Rabbi Yehud and the Chachamim. So therefore, by Shah peiris, there couldn't be any shayla whatsoever. If b'mashkin shazovu, because it's a filu permissible to be seichet l'chadchil. Zot Rashi, elamai is l'cholameime l'Rab Yehuda. Kiv in the lav b'nei schite, since the lav b'nei schite, So memele, so there's no yisus chita. Echid al Rabbi Yudi shari lechatchila. Mehai time, mehashta filo time, rabbonon, vishari lei mehai time. Now the Gemara is going to be mevara lahaloche. How do we pass? Shall base Menashe bar Menachem or Yusoichtim Beremoyim. That was the Maisa that the Baraisa brought down. Omar Rav Nachman Halloche Kishel base Menashe bar Menach. We paskin like base Menashe bar Menach. Omar Leirovel Rav Nachman Menashe ben Menachem Tanu. So let us see Rashi. Menashe Tanu Bitmi. V'chi'iyu polik le'meimer de v'shabes osa. That means, if the Tana before on the Barais would have said that it is muta to be soichet remoinim, and Menashe bar Menachem would say it's osa to be soichet remoinim, some emailers, then it's good, so some achloikis, and we have to know how we pask it. V'chi'iyu polik le'meimer de v'shabes osa de teime ilchese kevosei. This was only a raya, the Tane, asod rimoinim, and he brought a raya from what they used to do bebeis Menashe. The haitane usover kevose. This Tane also is like Menashe. So what pshat hilchas is he then a Tane? Is he then a Tane that is choylik on the previous Tane? Fakelt, the only Tane in the Baraisa brings a Rai from Menashe. V'chi teima haloche ki hai Tane. So maybe we'll say a different pshat in this memory of Rav Nachman. Haloche ki hai Tane. We paskin like this Tane. The Savala Kishel Menashe ben Menachem, because he has a raya to his psak from the anhoge of Menashe ben Menachem. So therefore, takis taki gerer sepas schita by remoinim, because we see bebeis Menashe ben Menachem, there used to be soichet remoinim. Umishum the Sava ki Menashe ben Menachem. Haloche ke Moisoi, Menashe ben Menachem havarube da'alme. Is, can that prove something? That there was an anhoge bebeisoi that they used to squeeze out remoinim. So that already makes the mean remoinim a mean shedalkon lischoi. Let us see Rashi. V'chitei mehodoma haloche kishel beis Menashe hochiko. Haloche kahaitane the also berimoine. And why do we paskin like him? Hoyul vikoi Menashe kibose. Because we see Menashe is like him. Vesoichtim remoinim bechel. Alme b'nei schiteninu. Frag the Gemara haverube ve'alme. The mishum iyu lechudei. Because that what I used to do by him. Neshvei derech remoinim l'schita, we will already put a stempel and say that remoinim is a mean peiri that's oimed l'schita. Can we build from a maise of yechidim? So that's the Gemara's kashin. He said, but al-Kaponim, the Gemara wanted to say that the Rav Nachman wanted to say haloche. That the loche is like this Tanit, because we see from Menashe ben Menachem. The Sfasemis asks, L'chayret Samazayakashe, there's no machloikis. We have many times in Shas, Aloche, Mashmed, the Pligi, we didn't have any machloikis at all by Tusim Verimoinim. So we passed Bechlau to say, Aloche Kahaitan. There's no machloikis. Al Kapon is the Mofaktan Andere Kashe. The Gemara Frek, Menashe ben Menachem, could not be a hachro that remoinim are a mashkin ha'oimid lisochet, because it's not rube da'alme. So the Gemara, no, we rechim with anhoges of people, even though they're not rube da'alme. This nan, we learned a Mishnah in Kloyim as follows. Hamikayim koitzim bekerem. A person is mekayim koitzim. Koitzim are thistles. Now the shaila is, in order to make klaya kerem, you have to have a dovel shekemoyu mekayim. Something that people want to exist. They don't tear it out of the kerem. They want it to be there. Hamikayim koitzim bekerem. Rabbi Lezer Oymer Kodesh. So Rabbi Lezer says that it becomes Kloyim with the Kerem. It's a Dovo Shekamoyu Mekaino. V'chachomim Oymerim Einei Mekadesh. El a Dovo Shekamoyu Mekaino. No. That Koitzim is not a Dovo Shekamoyu Mekaino. So Memele, so therefore, they can't make Kloyim with the Kerem. V'omar Rabchanine Maitayme de Rabbi Lezer. Why does Taki Pshat and Rabbi Lezer? Why does Rabbi Lezer hold that it becomes Kloyim Locher de Chachomim Agerech? It's not a Dovo Shekamoyu Mekaimim. Shekain Ba'ardiye Mekaimim Koitzei Sodais L'Gmalayim. So Rabbi Lezer said, in Ardiye, this is a Machel Gmalim. So Memele, this is a necessity. In Ardiye Koitzim are very Choshim. So Memele, since there are Anoshim, who by them Koitzim is a double Shemekaim, you say, by them it has Achshivis. So therefore Rabbi Elezer said, even though Arviye is not Rube Dalme, but if Be'etzim there are Machshivim of Koitzim, so Memele in the whole world already it has a Locha of double Shekamoyu Mekaim. So Memele, so the same thing, if there are the base Menashe, that they're Shoisim, the Mashka of Rimoinim, so we see that there are people that are Mashiv, the Jews of Rimoinim, so there's a Teiris Mashke, so therefore a person is not permitted to be Seichim. So the Gemara says you don't need Rube the Alme to create a Chashivis. So, the Gemara, you're bringing me a raya from Rabbi Lezer, me the Irye, the Arviye Asre, Arviye is a Mokim. There's a whole settlement, it's a country, and in that country, the Koitzim Bekerem have a Chashiva, Koitzim have a Chashiva, so a Mela, so if a whole country is Machshiv Koitzim, so already in the whole world there is a Loche of Adovo Shel Kayom. Shemekaim in Oysa. Aber hoche, das was the base, in base Menashe, they used to drink juice of limoinim. This is not a asra, it's botla daitoi eitzel kolod. So here, what he's machshev, the juice of limoinim, cannot be machshev to give it a teres mashke. It's not an asra. Let us see Rashi. Aviru v'da'alma de mishumi l'chudde neshvi derech rimoinim l'shite mikadesh es ha'tzvue. So the Rishash has had this tzvue coming, was speaking of Mekayim Koitzim Bekerem, so once to say Rashi means the Loshon HaPosik is tzvue as ha'kerem, so Rashi means the kerem. Mikadesh es ha'tzvue mishum kloyim de zriyo. This is called a zriyo. Va'omar Rabbi Chanine, alma mishum chad mokim da'achshevinu, mashvinu lu davo choshev. One place already could be machshev, a mean in the whole world. So the Gemara says, yeah, a place could, asru, v'chshivis derabim, v'yevarabim which are machshev koitzim. Ha'vichshivusa, this is takim machshev. Abahoche chad gavra l'chudayu. That with this one person that enjoys the Rimain juice, Neymad Batla Daite, could be his das cannot be Machshev Eitzel Kol Oilo. Let us see Tosfos. Mi Domi Arvi Yaasro Avi Motzi LeMifre. The Gemara could have asked a different kasha. The Gemara wanted to bring a raya that we could build from a, you don't need Rube Da'alme to be Mashe. you see from Rabbi Lezer that Arvi is also enough. The Gemara was medame Arvi to base Menashe. Have a motzi lemifrich. The Gemara could have asked a better kasha. Oh, nichel Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer is the one that holds a mekayim koitzim bekerem. A mekayim koitzim bekerem is kodesh. That's Rabbi Lezer holds that a miyut ha'oilom can be machria and say in the whole world that it says a teiris zriya. Aber le rabbonon ha'ikel le'meimah, the rabbonon ha'zicha choylek, the rabbonon hold you don't go b'chlau, b'osel miyut ha'oilom. El ha'porich, the Gemara says, that's le Rabbi Lezer le'nicha, that's shat the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara is saying, if you Rabbi Lezer, first of all, we don't pass like Rabbi Lezer. Agavuche, the machloikis Rabbi Elezer and the machloikis Rabbi Elezer and the Chachamim is if in the whole world it has a Teiras Zerah. In Arvie, it sich has a Teiras Zerah. That's no shaila about it. But the machloikis is in the whole world if it has a Teiras Zerah, are you they that they're machshavit in Arvie? So that shot in Taisvus Kasha. Taisvus says the Gemara could have said, here we're not speaking about Beis Menashe Bar Menachem. We're speaking about in the world that one is not permitted to be Seichet Ramayim because of Beis Menashe Bar Menachem. So Taisvus says, Afilo Yadimin is a Dimin, that's only according to Rabbi Lezer. What's with the Chacham? Umashe Koshe Ma'anshe Hutzol de Beperik HaMatzniya Perash Tishon. Now let us see for 1 minute the Taisus, because the Taisus sheds light on us, so you will understand this whole Indian of Rav Menashe in Arvia. The top Taisus and that Tzadik Beis Amid Beis. The Gemara says on that Tzadik Beis, a moitzi masui al roisha, if a person will carry a masui on his head, so the aloche is potter, he's potter. V'intim tzoloima anshe hutzel oisin kein. Aye, the people of Hutzel, that's how they used to use their heads, to carry masois. But l'daiton eitzel kolodo. So it's garnished, it doesn't make it a derech eitzo. Zoktaisvis, mash medal asra nami omar de bot l'daiton. By a place, it's also bottled out. It doesn't mean anything. A place does not create a derech haitzo. Chem reish pachol ma'al ben poch, bovel avaru ben alma, pasanyi, chem vasoch lepoch basoy avaru ben alma. So you see that even places cannot create drochim, the derech haitzo. The koshin bepeir chavis, kabi shabes menashia yeseichtem beramoinim, to the Poruch of Beis Menashe of Rubed Alma of Bishani and you don't need Rubed Alma does not na mekayim koitzim bekerem shekayim arvi and mekayim and koitzim and malay or Poruch midomi arvi asro or chabatet botol daita itzol kolon al kaponim we see al kaponim by an asro one has to rechen with an asro and here the Gemara says botol daita even though there was a whole mokim they used to carry like this yeshloima the hosom choshuv minig arvia. There's a choshuv minig. The lachol ha'oilom nami. Im hoyu lam roiv gemalim avinami mekaimen. He says, this minig of anshei arvia was be'etzim a seichel dike minig. That means that the situation that they were in was machriach them to grow kaitzim. And this situation, if it would occur in any other mokim on the globe, they'd also do the same. So the minig of one mokim could zicha be machshev koitzim b'chol ha'olam, according to Rabbi Lezer. And according to the Chum, al-kapona b'mkoyma, avol beis menashe dechad gavre bot lo daiter. Avol gav also, beis menashe also, his situation made it sensible to make juice out of Rimoinim. Aval gav de lechol oylem im hoyolem Rimoinim harbe hoyu seichtim. If they would be in the same situation of Beis Menashe, and they would have a ribi of Rimoinim, they would also indulge in Rimoin juice. But by them, the situation does not arise, so therefore, the small amount of remaining they have, they prefer to eat it, not to drink it. But al kaponim, so there the Gemara says that be'etzim it is a situation that is oilal adas. No, it cannot create a cheshivis in the whole world because it is a situation that exists only by a yoch. That's what the Gemara says. Aber le'idach kise, this is a situation which can be accepted halachically because this is a davar that is oilal adas, pasnish botla daite eitzel kolot. So al kaponim, we're stuck with the Baraisa. What is pshat in the Baraisa? The Baraisa said that what? That one is not permitted to be soichet remainim, naraye from shel beit menashe bar menachem. What is pshat in this? You can't build from beit menashe bar menachem since this is only on hoga of yechidim. Hello. So now the Gemara has now a new mahalach in the Barais. Hainu taime, do you know what the reason is that one is not permitted to be soiche rimoinim? Kinder Avchizde. The Omar Avchizde tardim shesochto. The person squeezed out beets. Vinosnon be mikveh. Poislin as a mikveh b'shinoi mare. It passes the mikveh that the halacha that shinoi mare passes a mikveh is only if the shinoi mare came through a mashke. If the shinoi mare did not come about through a mashke, will not pass a mikveh. That is a din. A mashke that is mishane the mare of the mikveh, that passes the mikveh. So the Gemara has a problem. So now we're saying that beet juice will pass a mikveh. So in order to say such a halacha, we have to first assume that beet juice is a mashke. Correct the Gemara v'olav v'nei schitaninu. So how could Rav Chisda say they pass a mikveh? Elamai islach olameima. Even the achshevinu havaluhu mashke. So we see from Rav Chisda that he wants to make beet juice from a mele, so there's a din of achshevinu. Achinami, even the achshevinu avalu mashke. You don't have to look at the rest of the world. If a person will be soichet, any peri, bedas to make mashke, so his das is mashke, didn't get a peris mashke. Let us see Rashi. Ella hainu taime de Rav Nachman, doma haloche ein zeuchte, he holds ke Rav Chisda. Aval gav de la alme loichoshe. So Rav Chisda says, are you so, that even though to the world, it doesn't have any chshivas whatsoever, the chok even, aval gav de alme loichoshe, even the achshiv iyu, he was machshivit, aval lididei mashke. So he has a teiris mashke for himself. So now Rashi got into hot water. If the Baraisa holds like Rav Chisda, and there's the din of achshevinu, so what is the difference between Pgoyim, Prishin, and Remoinim? Why by Pgoyim, Prishin, and Soichtin, and by Remoinim, not? There's a new din of achshevinu. So Rashi says now the Gemara is chayzer from the previous pshat. Hochi meforish am nachal la Baraisa below. Soichtin bepgoyim ubeprishin lemase kapeli. Does not mean he wants to squeeze out the juice, he just wants to take out a little of the liquid in the juice, lemase kapeli, which is veloy letzairich hamashke. That's what one is permitted to do. Avaloy berimoinim, but remoinim, one is not permitted to be soichet afilu lemosko. Afilu lemosko. So here we are speaking about misuk, which does not fall at all into the category of srite, because here we don't have achshevinu. So why is misuk also by remoinim? So Rashi says, the shel beis menashe hayu soichtim b'chol tzeirech mashke. We see there were certain people that used to drink remoin juice. Hilkach b'shabes also afilu lamasek.
Hoyl ve'ikechad ha'ovid l'shem mashke.
Since we see there are people that enjoy being Jews, so we have to be geyser. We have to be geyser. Maybe this person, if we'll permit him to be soichet l'masek, he might decide to be soichet lishtos.
And if he'll be soichet lishtos, he'll be chayiv, because then he's mashabit.
V'loi mishum de menashe rube de alme. Not that menashe, what they do in menashe, makes a guideline that it has a teiris mashke. Ela chayishina nishoris lay lamasik, if this person will be permitted to be seichet lamasik, osi lemevad lishumashke. He might go and make it lishumashke also. Because we see there are certain people who drink rimein juice. Even the iyo mechashiv lay, and if otake do this, have a mashke umechayiv. Rashi says, "Klor achshivinu that a darabon in the kisvot, a daraisa the kisvot. If otake be mechashiv it lemashke, otake be chay. So memeila avo bepigoyin leka lemeichish lohi. There's nothing to be afraid of. Then other moisoisa lemashke. That means since no one ever drank pigoyin juice, so memeila I don't have to be afraid that this might occur." So memele, so now we have a new pshat in the Bereis. He says, if a person will be soichet shal peiris, according to this mahalach, he'll zicha biyosa. Not only will it be yosa, he'll be chayiv taki. And the Bereis is only speaking about if schita lemaseik is mutter, what they go is a schita lemaseik, auto schita lishtoif. In that, the Bereis says, there's a difference between Rimoinim and other peiris. B'shinoi mare, loy b'shloishes lugim, loy huskeru sholoi shlugim, ela b'mayim shuvim, avo shamashkin loy poslam ke nishtan de mare mikval yedei. So this is how Rashi learns pshat in the Gemara. According the way the Gemara is saying now, according to Rav Chisda. La aloch will come out according to Rashi, as we mentioned before. So if a person will be seichet any peiri, the tzeirech mashkin, so the din will be that it is chayiv. It gets, the maises chite is mashivit and gets a tzeirech mashkin. The Rishonim, the Rif, the Ramban, the Rashbe, are all chaylik on Rashi. And they hold there's no such thing that a soichet lemashkin alone, if this is not a mashkin that is drunk by anyone, this will not get a teiris mashkin al yedei schitose lemashkin. And they learn shat in the Bereis as follows. They learn shat ha soichtin pegoyim uprishim beuzderin lemashkin. Why is one permitted to do it? Because no one does it. So the male doesn't get a teiris mashkin. It's batla daita. Avoloi berimayne. Vishal beis menashe ba menachmo yisoichten berimayne. He says, if a person is soichet lamashkin, and there's a segment of people who are also soichet is lamashkin, so it's tauti letibusa. He's machshavit. And he's not the only mishugan in the world that does it. There's a segment of people who also do it. So memele, the achshavei, his achshavei is has a teiris achshavei, since there is a miut mekaymes that also do this. Loshna Ramban is given the ike miuted the sochti bu, v'zem noa keminig oisei miut, havalei kemashkin. That means, so he became part of them. So then here's a teiris mashke. Avol belavochi, if he's the only one that's doing it, avol like a seichet oichel mitoich oichel. This is the sheet of the Rif, the Rashba, Ramban, so it comes out amir de kekule, according to them, that teiris, which is not the derech to be seichet, the person is l'chatchile permitted to be seichet in Shabbos, because it's not the derech to be seichet. The problem is, the Beis Yosef asks on them from our Gemara, how can they say such a thing? The whole raya is from Rav Chisda Tardin Shesochton.
Now, what's with the, so we see with the whole Yisod that Achshavei helps you both from Tavdin. L'chayda Tavdin, you have Achshavei alone. So the Ramban says, no, Tavdin also, there was certain Mekayimus that used to be Seichet Tavdin. And Rav Chisda said, so Memele, if he's Seichet it also, so he's Machshavit, and there are other Mekayimus which was Seichet Tavdin. So then it has a Teiris Mashke, and that is the reason why apostles the Mikvah. Rav Papa Omar, Mishum Dahavi Dobo Shein Oisen Mimeno Mikvah Lachatchila. Rav Papa said, this Shtik Teire that you built from Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda said, Tardin Pasels a Mikvah. So you created a problem. How can Tardin Pasel a Mikvah? You have to have a shein mashke in order to pass a mikveh. And it doesn't have a shein mashke. So he said because of it, there's mukhah from Rav Chisda that there's a din achshavei that gives it a shein mashke. He says there's no such yisod. I feel like it doesn't have a shein mashke. Mishim davidovo shein oisim imenu mikveh lechatchil. It's not a mashke, whatever it is. But al kaponim it is a dovo shein oisim imenu mikveh lechatchil. This will also pass to a mikveh b'shini mara. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Rapopo Omar, Taime de Tardin, Lav Mishum Chivuse the Achshevinuhu. Not because he was Machshevit that he gets a Teres Mashke. Uloilom Lav Mashke Ninu. Oh, the Mifsel. So why does the mikveh become possible but does not get a teiris mashkin? Well, the mifsum mishum dechol dovo shein oisim emenu mikveh. Shein emayim oi shelek oi borot paislas ha mikveh bishin emayim. Paislas ha mikveh bishin emayim. Now it seems there's a machloikis is the Rav Pope in Yisod choylik on the memra of Rabbit. Means the Gemara wanted to say, Ela hainu taina. What's pshat in that we passed in, like the memory of Nachman, I said. Nachman said that we passed in Kishal Beis Menashe, but the whole pshat is, the Gemara said, the only way you can understand it is like Rav Chisda. Now Rav Papa says, Rav Chisda never said this. So there's a machloikis, it seems there's a machloikis in this. The Rashba and the Ritva want to say that the Nemesin, the Yisod of Achshavinu, he agrees. There is such a Yisod of Achshavinu. And Memele, by Hilchus Chita, the Yisod of Achshavinu can work. Rav Pop is just saying, but don't build it from Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda that is speaking, to Pasel, Amikve, Beshini, Mara, there you don't need a Teres Mashke. It's a good vote, you can say it yourself. But Rav Chisda never said it. So according to this Mahalach, Rav Pop is also moide that by Schite could be this Adin of Achshavina. But he says, don't build from Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda is speaking about Psul Mikveh, which is not dependent at all on Shein Mashke. But could be Achshavina gives a Shein Mashke. And others want to say that, no, Rav Pop holds that there's Bechlau no Din of Achshavina. So Memele, you can't learn Bechlau this whole pshat the way we learned till now, that the reason is Loiberi Moinem is because of the din of Achshavinu, because Rapapa holds Bechlau there's no din of Achshavinu by Mashke. So according to this, will come out of Gevalde Kikula, till according to Rashi Sheet, Rashi holds that there'll be Achshavinu by Prishin also. That is only if you don't hold like Rav Pope. According to Rav Pope, it will be mutter to be seichet. I believe machshavet because machshavet does not give it a teirah seichel. Some seifer is mobile. According to Rav Pope, we have gewaldic kulos. Al kaponim, we had now the Gemara is going to go off a little on a tangent. We had a machlokes in Hilchos Psul Mikveh if you need a mashke to pass all the mikveh b'shinei mare, or kol dover shenaisim and a mikveh lechatchila can also pass all the mikveh b'shinei mare. So now the Gemara is going to bring a similar machlokes. Non-hosam. We learned in mikvois Nafal Soicha Yayin Oichoimitz Umoichel Veshina Marov Pas. If Moichel fell into a mikveh, we'll see in Rashi exactly, Moichel is a juice that drips out from Zeisen. Is Paisel, Pas. Look to Gemara, Man Tane the Moichel Mashkel. Who is the Tane that Moichel is a Mashkel? So that means we see already this Makshin held like the Gemara held previously, that in order to passel a mikveh b'shinim al hesteva teiches mashkef, like the Gemara, who is the Tane that holds that Moichel is a shame mashkef? Omar Abaye Rabbi Yaakov. It's Rabbi Yaakov. Where do we see that Rabbi Yaakov holds that Moichel is a shame mashkef? The Sanye Rabbi Yaakov Oima Moichel Areihu kemashkef. Now here Rabbi Yaakov is speaking about Rabbi the Din Hechshel, that Moichel is Machshel. So Rabbi Yaakov said Moichel is a Mashkel. Uma tam omru Moichel ayoyti betchila toyer. Aye, there is a Moichel that is not Machshel. Lefishen eroyti bekiyume. The Moichel that's yoyti betchila, that is not roiti bekiyume. That Moichel is not a Mashkel, but the rest of the Moichel is a Mashkel. See Klor and Rashi exactly what this means. Rab Shimon Oime, Moichel Eine Kamashke. O Matam Omru Moichel Hayoitze Meikol Beis Abad Tome, that it is Masha, Vishi Epsholoi Beloitzech Tzuchai Shemen. The Moichel from Ikol Beis Abad, that has some Shemen dissolved in it. So the Shemen Sheboi is Masha, not the Moichel. Moichel Bechlal does never Teres Mashke. No, Moichel Ayetze Mikol Beis Abad will be Mashal al the Shemen Shabbat. Mai Binayu, Ike Binayu, the Osi Bosari Tatste, and we'll see here there's no Shemen, and there's only Moichel alone, will this be Mashal? According to Rabbi Yaakov, will be Mashal, and according to Rabbi Shimon, it won't be Mashal. Rova Omar, Rove, and this Aloche, that said, Nofal the Seicha Yain Chaimetz U Moichel, that apostles the mikveh. And the Gemara asked the Kasha, Man Tane the Moichel Mashke. The Gemara saw that if apostles the mikveh, it has a Teiris Mashke. Rav Ome Mishim Davidov Shin Oisei Menu Mikveh Paisel Asa Mikveh Bishinei Mare. Rav said that it's not Muchach Bechlal from this Mishneh that Moichel is a Mashke. Don't it the Shobiki is in Hilchis Machshirin. If Moichel is a Teiris Mashke, now anything that is Ein Oisim Hemen or Mikveh is Paisel Sa Mikveh Bishinima. So this the Gemara brought to show us that there's a Machlekes, it seems, between Abaye and Rav and this Nekude, if it has to have a Teiris Mashke in order to pass a Mikveh Bishinima. Zot Rashi, Man Tane the Moichel Mashke. Kasalke daitach, dein mikveh nifsel, elo al yedei mashke. Vafilo bishini mare. Betchile steinoson shel zeisim. I skipped the Rashi. Yes. Nofal asoichai shel mikveh yayin oichoy metzai moichel. Vehu kemin, now Rashi explains what moichel is. Vehu kemin mayim. There's a type of a mayim, of a liquid. V'zov min azeisim, v'gimul minim yeshboi. There are three types of moichel. Shetoyimin mitchilo b'maton lehischamen lehisbashel me'alei. Now after the zeisim are ground, they are put together in a maton, they are put together a large amount of zeisim, and the purpose is that by being squeezed together in this mokim, they become warm, they become ripe. Is as soon as you put it, shetaynim mitchilo b'maton lischamin lisbasho me'aleim moichel zov me'em. So it starts running a liquid out of them. Uhu tzolu kemayim. This moichel is tzolu kemayim. We will see this moichel afilu Rabbi Yaakov holds is not mash. Ula'acher she'omdu yomim. Afterwards, when it's there a few days, v'dochku ze, choyze moichel ozav mehem. Now a liquid starts again to run out. V'hu kogoyf liyoyf kishemen. This is equivalent to shemen. This is the moichel, we'll see that there's a machlekes. Now this is before your oitzer. Now the atzire of zaysim was they put it into akalim. Akalim are baskets, and they put weights over the basket. That was called. Then they were oitzer the zaysim, and then shemen used to come out. That was the atziris zaysim to bring out shemen. Ola acher sheotzron lahoitzi shimnon bebeis habayis. Umishtoin it remains at apuach shall gefes bakalim shuogit ben bebeis habad. These psoilas of zaysim remain in these baskets, and it seems it's a chayzer abad chayzer moichol bezomen. Again, it starts stripping out. Is man tana the moichol mashko? Because talked later they mikve nivsel or they mashke. But filo bishini mare. Bitchilas tinoshel shall zaysim. Then he's also moichit as never teres mashke. Ve'ikol beis habad la'acher shenischat shimnoi oylefnei schitosei. It seems there's a matzav, the Rishash is Moira and Rashi. L'cheira, it seems there's a matzav when it is in the ikol, after Rashi didn't mention this matzav before. But al-kuponim, there's a matzav when it's mo'ukol beis habad. My b'nai, but my pli, oyl betabai moidu, the moichol yoytze betchila toyr. Vayoytze me'akol beis habad tome is be'eze moichol nechlekul. The lamar have a mashkin v'tome, lamar le have a mashkin v'toyer. The osa bosar itzatztom, la'acher sheishchilu lehischamein, v'dochku zeh zeh v'nishtai ha'koymer yomin. So here there's a shayle, if it has a toyeres mashkin. This moichel, shimonayim a moichel ainei kemashkin, and they hold that moichel is kemashkin. And then the times after that Tzira and before that Tzira, then everyone is moide either because it has a teres mashke or because it's a tzuchei shemen shabbat. Rava omar kamaisa diktoni moichel poisel mikol devahakelo mishum dahavi yadovo shenoisim mena mikve lechatchile. So memele, so that. Let us try to hop around the tukai system. Now, for now, we keep in the achshvei havalu mashkin, chilas al kadaitach the seichten bevkoi minus chita mamish. Amalash the yevshaloyme, the hopshita the osa, the keep in the achshvei havalu mashkin, mamish like rashi, alo seichten the tani hainu blitzayr, this is a pula to be mamasik the zaysin, mamasik a perik in the perish pekunteris. Omer Abaye Rabbi Yaakov hi, koshali, leime, the high moichel diktoni, why did Abaye to say it's going on the moichel that is a machlekes of Yaakov and Rabbi Shimon? Haine be moichel ayeitz mikol beis habad, because they're hakelu. Chitem be diktoni moichel stome mashmi do bechol moichel ayri, loi, da koch rafilu, Rabbi Yaakov le ayri bechol moichel, da moide da moichel ayeitz betchil et toya. Shleim the meichel yetsa mikol beis habad la vitrinu la meichel stam given the evshaloi beloitzich tzuchay shemen.